USA Radio News.
President Biden was warned by the Chinese president to not defy Beijing's will on Taiwan. This is according to a Chinese readout of a call Biden had with the Chinese president. The call, which is the fifth between the two since Biden took office, lasted 2 hours and 17 minutes, the White House stated. At least 8 people are dead and officials fear the number will increase after rain in the eastern part of Kentucky flooded streets and left people stranded on roofs and hanging from trees. The governor of Kentucky has stated that people are still unaccounted for.
Our death toll is growing. By the end, we expect it will be in double digits, and a lot of families out there have lost absolutely everything.
This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.